blessing rest upon the house today, Yahweh. That thy word will be a blessing unto the hearts of thy people. That we may receive it with thanksgivings as you utter from the heavens the things of the bread and manna that we may live by. In all things we bless you in Messiah's great name. For he came in thy name, Father, to make known the Father's name. And for that we're grateful and we're thankful. The blessed speaker today, given an unction and an anointing, that the words may be sound and pure and truth, that no man can dispute. In all things we bless you in Yahshua's name. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the presence of the Father, where the Spirit is, where His anointing is, because we gather in that wonderful name, and He is in the midst. And where His Spirit is, there's a liberty to worship and to preach, and that profound name that He has revealed unto His house. He never revealed it unto the heathens, because He knew that they would discard it. And they would blaspheme it. He revealed it unto the house of Israel. That is why they had so many heathen gods. They had heathen gods. The gods of the Sidonians and the Canaanites and the Philistines and the Jebusites and the Hittites. They all had their gods. The same thing today, the apostolic, the Baptist, the Methodists. You got the black god and the white god. You got the Hispanic god. You got the Jewish god. They all have their gods. Yet there is no agreement with any of their gods. None whatsoever. Yet there is only one Creator and the Maker of all things. He made man, the earth, and the fullness thereof He made it. He has a name, and His name is Yahweh. He is not God and He is not Lord. The Baptist God is named Baptist. The one of the Methodist is Methodist. The one of the Apostolic is Apostolic. The black god is an African-American or a black god. The one of the white, he is a Caucasian god or a white god. That's their gods. It is not the Creator of all things. He's far from their minds. They don't know Him. They don't aspire to know Him. And they don't relish in His truth. There's only one Yahweh, one faith, and one baptism. Then why? Why do the Baptists have a baptism? Why do the apostolics have a baptism? Why do the Methodists have a baptism? And the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Episcopalians, they all have a baptism. You must be baptized in their baptism to know their God. And what has happened to us, we have been baptized into those baptisms that is not the baptism. There's only one baptism. So we have those, that trashy mentality and that spirit. That doesn't produce any kind of life at all. It produces no kind of understanding of His truth. And there's very little knowledge of Him in the earth today. Very little. Very little. I was reading that that craft that they sent to Mars, the rover, to roam on the surface of Mars. Do you know the name of it? It is called the Spirit. It is spelled with a capital S as well. Because it's a proper noun. So it is called the Spirit. It is the Spirit. Because they are inquiring of the Spirit. But they do not know the Kudosh of Yahweh, His anointing. He is far from that. And that is a metaphor of the mind and the spirit of man today. They're launching and reaching into every sphere, but they can't find the deliverer. He's nowhere to be found. They're trying to find it in ethnicity, in family and friends. You can't even find it there at all. It is all revealed through His truth, and His law is the truth. Now, I want to read from Scripture. And if you concur with it, that's good. If you don't, that is still good. I want to find out, is this the truth or it is a lie? Do you understand what everlasting life is? Do you understand that? It is eternal life, isn't it? It is the eternal abode with Almighty Yahweh. That you are always in His presence. That there is no separation at all when we acquire the everlasting life of Yahweh. His Spirit is everlasting. It is not a temporal thing, but it is an everlasting, eternal spirit. Now, I want to see what Scripture says. If you believe that, it's beneficial to your soul. If you don't believe it, it's damnation to your soul. I pray you always will. I can take my time today. I will do that. I want to see what Scripture says. According to Luke chapter 10. I want to read this carefully. Now, if any of you all think that it is not in agreement with truth, you let me know. I will read this and see what Scripture says. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. I want to begin reading. It says here, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up." Does it not say that in your rendition? There was a lawyer that stood up. Now you must understand what a lawyer was. He was an interpreter of the law of Yahweh. He understood the Mosaic law. And that's why he stood up to question Messiah, to see whether he was a legit or the legitimacy of what he spoke of. So he said the lawyer stood up and he tempted him. It is actually saying that he thoroughly tested Messiah to prove himself. That's why Scripture says, "Prove all things and to hold fast to that which is good." Saying, look at how he addresses him. Master, Rabbi, Great One. What shall I do to inherit, what does it say there? Eternal life. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Now the legitimacy of Messiah was his answer. He said unto him, what did he say? What is written in what? In the law. What is written in the law? And this corrupt generation has changed. Even the laws of Yahweh. You see, that was the proof of Messiah's test. Whether he was from Yahweh. He said to him, what is written in the law? Now that's what it says there. That's what it says. What is written in the law? I want to emphasize that today. Not only the law, but what is written. You must understand when it is written there, or that is just an archaic really word, but it is, what did they write in the law? He said, what is written in the law? And he said, what does it say? How readest thou? Did you read that? Do you understand what the law says? Have you read what the law said? It's what Messiah said. Is that not written in red in your text? Amen. So you know that it is him answering, isn't it? And then the lawyer answered and said, thou shalt love Yahweh with all of thine heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy strength, and with all of thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now that's what Scripture says. Now that's what the law says. Did Messiah teach anything any different? He teach anything any different? He taught what the law said. And yet this perverted generation, they have their own doctrines, their own concepts and their own precepts that lead us far away from Almighty Yahweh. This is a generation that is estranged from Him. Amen. They don't know the liberty that we have in Messiah. They despise His holy attributes and they reject the most profound thing of His attribute, and that is the memorial of His name. His name is what defines Him. And His name is Yahweh. And that is what defines Him. It is defined, this is defined in His name, because He dealt with Him personally from the beginning. That I am Yahweh. And that's it. That settles it. You don't have to seek after no other. There's no other to inquire of. Let's establish that. That it's me. And I am the one. And that is my name. And He has a name. His name is an eternal name. His name is an everlasting name. He said, what does the law says? And yet this generation says, we don't have to do what the law says. Well, what Messiah came by the Spirit, He gave us the power and enabled us to obey what the law says. And we can do what Yahweh commands us to do without questioning Him. Amen. We just simply obey Him. Amen. He asked the man, what does the law say? What does the law tell you to do? If the law tells you to do it, then you must do what it says. Amen. He said to love Yahweh with all you have. And then you love your neighbor as yourself. The same way you treat yourself is the way you treat your neighbor. The same way you treat yourself and the way you judge your neighbor. You deal with them the same. You don't deal with them partially. I show the hypocrisy of this generation. There are folk that will see their undegenerate sons and daughters full of sin and wicked, and they will judge them with the judgment that is not the fear. They will judge whether they call a brother or sister. They don't see their sins like they see a saint or brother or sister. That is the tilt of wickedness. That is the tilt of wickedness. And that's what Scripture says. Here, whatever judgment you judge or meet with is going to be returned back unto you. Yahweh is not done away with the law. Messiah did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, for in them it testified of Him. He came to bring the witness of their testimony that it was truth. And yet this corrupt generation says, well, we don't need that lies. He said, what does the law say? Whatever the law says, we must do what the law says. We can't deny the law, saints. It is the fulfillment, or the law was fulfilled in Messiah. Think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill. For He was the Spirit of that truth made flesh. He was the Word of Yahweh made flesh. And so He was the Spirit of that, because the words that He spoke, they were spirit and they are life. And in the law you find life. And in the law there's death too. For when a man would not do the law, he was destroyed. And when a man will not do the law today, he's going to be destroyed too. For some reason we think that the consequences are different today. It's the same. No found grace in the sight of Yahweh. His grace has been eternal. It's everlasting. Every attribute He has was there from the beginning. It just not that it did not evolve in the latter time. In the New Testament, it was there in the Old Testament. It was the very same grace. He showed Adam and Eve grace when they sinned. Put clothes on their body. He showed them grace. So what does the law say? Messiah says. And He explained what the law says. This is what Luke 10:28 says. And He said unto him, thou hast answered right. Did He lie? He didn't lie, did He? He said, you have answered right. This, He said, what? Yes. Do and thou shalt what?
Yes.
You must do what the law says. He said, this do and thou shalt live. The Messiah had come and compromised the law. They would have made the Father lie. You can't even have eternal life, saints. I don't care what this world teach us. You can't have eternal life unless you believe on Him whom has sent Messiah. Now, how do you believe on Him when you don't even know Him truly? You know this generic form, Lords or God. Which one is He? Is He Allah, the God of the Muslims? Who is He? What God is He? Is He more like Zeus? What is His name? Is there a name associated with Him? You despise His name, He is going to despise you. You are ashamed of Him, He will be ashamed of you. I will not be ashamed of His name in this adulterous, wicked generation. And His name is not Jesus. His name is not Lord. That is a lie from hell. His name is Yahweh. His name has never been changed. Who going to change His name when He gave Himself a name? He knew His name transcended every language barrier there is and there was. He knew that. Now I want to show something in Scripture on the same line of the Sabbath service of Pass. Messiah said, I came not to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I like to tell you many things, but you are not able to bear them. How about when the Spirit of truth come, it will guide you into all truth. Now we're in this hour where we must be guided into all truth. We've been led astray by our own diverse strange doctrines. You've been led astray by your flesh, by your emotions and your feelings. You've been led astray that way. You have not been led by the Spirit. For the Spirit will lead us into the presence of the law of Yahweh. For in the presence of the law is correction. The judgment of Yahweh is there. And in that judgment we find mercy. Why? Because by mercy and the truth of Yahweh, the iniquity of our hearts are purged. And so we find that in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. What does the law say? Now, if that is not relevant now, it was a lie when he spoke that to the lawyer. If that was not true then, it is not true now. If it was a lie then, it is a lie now. If it's the truth then it is the same truth today. Messiah said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one jot a tittle will pass from the law. Did he lie then or did he tell the truth? He told the truth. And yet we have taken from the law. We have abandoned the law of Yahweh. We've cast it aside. It is His grace that gives us the power to emphasize His righteous government in our souls. Every government must have laws. You must have that in any government. Because if you don't, you're going to have just what we have and what we call the spiritual realm. Rebellionists, fighting, strife, wars, contention. And that's what we have today. And we battle against Yahweh and His truth. We fight against Him because we're trying to establish a kingdom that's going to fail. You're trying to establish the kingdom of the flesh. That's why every last one of you will try to establish your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters. You emphasize them more than you emphasize the word of Yahweh. So the first thing, you want to get them right. You can't get them right. Yahweh is the only one that draws a man unto Him. He didn't leave that in your filthy hands because your judgment is so corrupt and polluted. You will save your wicked mammy even though she despised Yahweh, reject Him. Your vile pappy and your wicked sons, your daughters, your auntie and your grandpappy. And you will not care about no one but those that pertain unto you. So He didn't leave that in your hand. He put it in His own hand. As He created the world. He created all things. He created all things for His pleasure. He created you for His pleasure. And He saved you for His pleasure. He didn't save you for your mama's pleasure. Your mama doesn't take pleasure in your salvation. She thinks you're a twisted thing. Think you're somewhere off the chart. Think that your mind is given over to some strange seduction of witchcraft. Because they are seduced and they are under the bondage of witchcraft. They deny the truth. You deny the power of His truth. You are under a seduction of witchcraft. I don't care who you are. And when you deny His name, you are under that same seduction. When He brings the truth to your understanding. When Yahweh delivered you, you didn't understand many things. So you did a lot of things. You sinned without knowledge of it. And when the knowledge of that sin came, you are responsible for that thing. So reveals His name to you. That you may pray in that name, hallowed is the name of Yahweh. When you reject that, you reject Him. I want to read something. The scripture says in Yohana, John, chapter 12. Tell me if this is the truth. And John chapter 5. Turn John chapter 12 first. Is this the truth? John chapter 12 verse 50. Is that written in red in your text? Is it written in red? Is this the truth or is it a lie? Messiah said, and I know that what? His, who's He talking about? He said He know that His commandment. Whose commandment? Yahweh's commandment. He said, I know that His commandment is what? Life everlasting. This foul generation rejects that. Whatsoever I speak thereof, even as the Father said unto me, so I what? He did not speak anything on His own accord. The Father spoke to Him and told Him what to speak. You think that Yahweh would tell Him to speak something different than what He is? This is a stupid generation, saints. It is led astray by some witchcraft spirit. That's why they give it over to witchcraft today. Everything is witchcraft. The Harry Potters, the televisions, the movie, how everything is witchcraft. The clothing, the hairstyles, all of that is seductive. It is witchcraft. It tends to alter the mind, the psyche of the individual. That's what it's all about. It is a witchcraft spirit. So Messiah said, even the things I speak, they are not of my own predicament. I speak because the Father tells me to speak it. That's why Messiah said, when you go to a place, don't even think, even when you come in for judges or the wicked, don't even consider what you're going to say. Why? Because the Spirit of Yahweh in that hour will teach you what you ought to say. Why? Because He will not speak of Himself, but He will speak of those things that are of me. What He has heard of me, that is what the Spirit speaks. Now, how is it that the Baptist Holy Ghost speaks the same thing as the apostolic, but yet they're separated? Tell me how. It's a lie from hell. This trash that they call the anointing, it is not the anointing. It's a Negro anointing. It's a white anointing. It's a Mexican anointing. It is not Yahweh's anointing, because this anointing will lead you to the law. True will. The Messiah is the righteousness of that law. He's the fulfillment of that law, to show that we can obey the Father in these earthen tabernacles. That's what it's all about, to obey the Father. That's why He sent His Son, to show us a reprieval, to show us how much He cared for us. And we reject the Son, we say, to hell with the Father. That's what we say. He invested His name. Is that not what people do? Their name, they will say, it's my integrity. They would say, look, my name is John. If I don't pay you back, then come on, my name alone stands. So that's what the Father's saying. My name alone is enough. My name alone. Well, what is your name? God, no, I'm Yahweh. You see, His name alone is enough. And that's what it is. It's His name. His name. His name. His name is the most important thing. His name. For He wants men to call on His name. That's why He sent His Son in His name. And not that lie, the name of Jesus. He didn't come in that name. He didn't come in that name. He came in the Father's name, Yahweh. Glory. So Messiah said, I can't speak anything but what the Father tells me. Why? Because I know in His commandment, I know in the Father's commandment is what? Life everlasting. Do you reject that? I don't reject that. I know that what He commanded us to do is in the will of the Father. And doing what Messiah commands us, there's life. And the Spirit of Yahweh will not speak any different than what Messiah said. For He came to prove Messiah is the legitimacy of the Father. And Messiah came to show us that He was legitimate from Yahweh. He was not from some strange pagan deity of hell. But He was from the Father's bosom. And so the Spirit of Ra'u comes to say, that witness is of a truth. That's why there are three that bear record or witness in the kingdom. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. They bear record. They are one. They bear the record. You can't reject that. You reject His name, you reject Him. That's it. I don't care who you are. You reject His name, you reject Him. And that's the truth. How do you know that? Well, let me read what Scripture says. Scripture says in John, I told you, John chapter 5, verse 24. Tell me if this is the truth. This is what Scripture says. John chapter 5, verse 24. Is that in red? Thank you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, look at this now, he that heareth my word, does it say word or words? Word. And believeth on who? Him who? That what? That sent him. Well, what words did He speak? The one that sent Him. And believeth on Him that sent me hath what? See, you must believe on the one that sent Him. You must receive the truth and believe on the one that sent Him. Who sent Him? Who sent Messiah? Was it God? Was it Lord? No, it was Yahweh that sent Him, saints. He has a distinctive character and a distinct name. And you got to know the one that sent Messiah. Don't tell me that term God is very elusive. It's very hybrid. You can't even grasp nothing with that. I don't care what you say. That's why we've established all kinds of gods. And gods are made. Every god is made. Every god is made. I know that destroys your little vernacular and your little beliefs that what you think is right. And we've been taught that. But every god is made. Yahweh is the creator of all things. David said, amongst the gods, there's none like you. There are other Elohs, and there are Elohs, but they're not like you, Yahweh. Your character, your name is different than them all. Your spirit is not like this. So we must first of all believe the word that Messiah spoke. Is that not so? That he did not come to destroy the law of the prophets. And then we must believe on him that sent him. Well, who is the one that sent him? So we don't give him any recognition. We don't recognize the Father. We don't identify the Father. Something's wrong in your mind, my friend. You must recognize the Father. You can't deny the Father. Messiah said, you must recognize the one that sent me. You must first of all believe everything I say because it is from him. He has spoken it. He has said it. And then you must believe on him. Well, who sent him? Was it Satan? No. It was Yahweh. Yahweh sent him. You must believe on, believe my words. And the one that sent me, you must believe that. And that is what the Spirit will do, saints. It will lead us into that place where we trust the Father. Because Yahshua was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, wasn't he? That's something I want to point out here today to you, saints. He to be tempted of the enemy, wasn't he? And everything he used on him was what? It is what? Written. That's all he used. It is written. Now, if it's not written, it is not of the Father. Unless he revealed that through revelation. And revelation is the inspired understanding of that by the Spirit. Not no private interpretation. It's not privately interpreted. So his name is not a privately interpreted name. It is just a revealed name. And that is his name, Yahweh. And he wants his name to be understood and known. That men may fear it. And not to blaspheme his name. Not to blaspheme the Father's name. And the reason they dare blaspheme is because they don't know him. If they knew him, they would blaspheme him and curse the very creator that created their souls and put breath down in the inward parts of their souls. That's how much they reject him and deny him. I won't do it. I won't reject him. And I certainly will not be ashamed of his name. I will not compromise the stature of his name. And will not try to use it in a way that it will not offend. This world has offended Yahweh in every aspect in their religious practices. It brought more division in that name of Jesus than anything upon the face of the earth. You can say what you will or may in that name. You got every kind of vow, denomination, every kind of whorehouse established in that name. And that's the truth. In every nation they speak it different. But this is one name they can't say different. It's Yahweh. In Japan it's Yahweh. In China it's Yahweh. In Portuguese it's Yahweh. Only way it can be said. And that is the truth. He also says in Yohana John, chapter 6. Now you say you believe these things, all right, because I'm setting you up. You see whether your witness is one of truth or a lie. And if you're a liar, then you're of your father, the devil. You see whether you believe this then. All right, I'm reading from Scripture. Are you reading out of context? No, I don't read out of context. I bring everything into a contextual uniformity of understanding. That's why you can write the Scriptures down and go home and study them. We'll see what Scripture says in Yohana, John chapter 6. I want to begin reading at verse 27. This is what Messiah said. Is that not written in red? He said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto what? Everlasting life. Now we understand what the meat is, don't we? We have meat that the world know not of. And that is to do the will of the Father, isn't it so? Was that not the meat of Messiah, to do the will of the Father? Or to do his own will? To do the will of the Father and to what? To finish it. So that's our meat. That is what sustains us. That we want to do the will of the Father. And we don't want to do it on down. We want to finish it. That's the important thing, is to finish the will of the Father. Brother James and the brothers go out to do a job. They cannot just start and say that's it. They must finish it. And the finished work is where the glory comes. And the people will say, that is such a nice job. I like that. I want you back again. So it's not the beginning process, but it is the finishing of it. You sit down to a meal someone has prepared all day. You take a bite out of this, a bite out of that, a bite out of that. You don't want any. They will think, well, the meal is not good. The meat isn't good. But the sign that the meat is good when you finish it. And we're on a course to finish the work, saints. That's what we're on a course to do, finish the works. That meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath who? Yahweh sealed. Now who sealed him? Yahweh sealed him. I know what it says that him hath God sealed. What God sealed him? The Baptist God? Because their God is different than the Lutheran's God. Was it the Pentecostal's God? For their God is totally different than the Episcopalian. Was it the Orthodox God? For their God is totally different than the God of the four squares. They all have different gods. Him hath Yahweh sealed. Only one. Seal him. Yahweh the Father. Seal him. Then said they unto him, what shall we do? That we might work the works of Yahweh. Not the works of a God, but the works of Yahweh. What should we do if we want to do these works? Messiah answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahweh. What does it say? That ye what? On whom? Whom what? He hath sent. Well, who sent Messiah? Yahweh sent him. He said, you must believe on him whom the Father hath sent. You must believe on him whom Yahweh the Father hath sent. If he had used some strange word in the house, he was talking to the house of Israel. So they knew, saints. They knew. They did. That's why Yohanan writing unto Gesha, he said, you need not that no man really teach you the law. For you know. You know the law. You understand what Scripture says. You know those things. You don't need anyone to teach you those things. For the unction of the Spirit that is in you, it can speak nothing but that righteous law that was fulfilled in Messiah. Tell me what law was fulfilled in him then. This wicked world can't even tell you that. What is the law that he fulfilled then? Tell me. Tell me. So we can love, that was in the law from the beginning. Messiah said, what does the law say? To love Yahweh with all? To love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what the law said from the beginning. We don't love Yahweh. We love this wicked, present, evil world more than we love him. He told you to love him. He did not tell you to love mom or sister. He said, love him, first of all. You love him. And you love your neighbor, brother, sister, neighbor, as you love yourself. That's how he said you to love. And for us to do anything any differently, then we are full of hypocrisy. We're full of hypocrisy. Of course, you love your daughter more than you love my daughter. You love your son more than you love mine. You love your nephew more than you love my nephew. That's the hypocrisy of this generation. You see, that's the filth that is in the people that must come out. You're talking to be a drunkard, a liar, thief, whoremonger, and you still extol him above even the saints of Yahweh. You don't see his sins and his corruption. Your daughter can be a Jezebel, a liar, thief, whoremonger. That doesn't trouble you as much if you see a saint say something or take something that they shouldn't take. You perceive that. That doesn't trouble you. But you're troubled by what the saint does, and yet the wicked, you're not troubled by that. Something is wrong in your spirit and your mind. That's why Yahweh said unto us to come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean things of this wicked world. And people today, their minds are captivated with this wickedness of this world. You're not getting anywhere in the kingdom unless you can hear the word of Yahweh. You gotta be somewhere sitting under some authority, a man of Yahweh, to hear what the Spirit say. Did not Yohanan write from the book of Revelation? He wrote those things unto the assemblies, and he told them to hear what the Spirit say. He wrote unto every last one of them. That's what their gods tell them. That's what a God does. A man creates his own God. That he has his own interpretation. Well, I don't believe that's right. I don't think that is right what he said. He has his own God that interprets Scripture for him to lead him down a dark path of hell. And that's what they do. And they are going to hell. Whether you concur or not, they're going. Tell me where did Biram and Korah and Dathan, where did they go? Tell me, where did the whole earth go? Where did they go in Sodom and Gomorrah? Where did Lot's wife go? All right, thank you. He went to hell. So your sons and daughters reject you all when they go into hell. They're not part of his house. They're not part of his family. There's one thing about that. There's one thing about the truth of Yahweh. Man will submit to his righteous laws. They will not reject that. This is a rebellious generation. It's wicked. This world watches them and their sins, and it doesn't grieve their spirit. Something's wrong with you. If you're not grieved in this hour, something's wrong with you. That's why Yahweh wants you to stay away from it. That's why he does. He don't want you to put your hands to it. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Be ye not a partake of another man's sin. They want to lay hands on you and hug you. No, don't let them do that, because you're partake of his sins. That's what scripture says. Not scripture. They get their confirmation from you because they know you're full of hypocrisy. True it is. Now, I don't lay hands suddenly on no man. I don't. That's the truth. That's why you all see me. I say, I'm not going to hug him. I'm not going to hug that one. That's the truth. Why? Because I'm not going to lay hands suddenly on them. I'm not going to be a partaker of his sins. When they haven't truly repented. When they haven't repented, that's a contriteness. Well, Pastor Roberts is just wrong. They are liars and full of whoredom and sin. They're full of witchcraft and lies. If I'm wrong, then will stand me in truth. Show me the air of truth that I'm preaching. Show me that. That's all I ask you to do. The scripture says, prove all things. You go in your shabby feelings and your emotions. You're full of sin and darkness. I go what the truth says. And that's what these fools have done. They've actually gone on their own emotions because they were full of sin and lies and lust. Amen. It drove them to their God. Amen. And they've gone back to their gods. Amen. I know what I'm preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is the truth. Amen. I want to touch something in scripture. We'll go back to this law thing, all right? See, Yahweh has always written his laws. Now he has written them in the heart of man and the inward parts, all right? Beyond the approach of darkness, that the darkness cannot encroach upon him. Now, I want to read something what David said in Psalms. Tell me whether it's the truth. If you don't concur with it, then raise your hand and I'll prove all things, all right? This is what it says in Psalms 19 and verse 7. I have a few verses here I want to read. Because I want to follow this line. Psalms 19, verse 7. I believe this. Psalms 19, verse 7. It says this. The law of Yahweh is what?
Perfect.
Psalms 19, verse 7 says the law of Yahweh is what?
Perfect.
If it's perfect, then it's complete, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't add or take anything from it.
No.
So it's either the law of Yahweh is perfect and complete. A Messiah is not perfect and complete. He had no sin in him. There was no guile found in him. When a man gets this perfect law in his heart, there will be no sin in the man. You've got to have something to govern your soul to let you know what you're doing. That you can stay away from those things. These perverters say, if you know it, then you will do it. That's a lie. I know what adultery is. That doesn't make me adulterate. I know what telling a lie is. That doesn't make me a liar. So it's either the law of Yahweh is a lie or it's perfect. That book you have, it says it's what? It's either the truth or a lie then. Which one is it? It's perfect. That's what scripture says. The law of Yahweh is perfect. Doing what? Converting what? Converting what? It converts the soul. See, your flesh has been changed, but your soul hasn't. Now you have a pretense of your nasty looking flesh. Oh, I love you, brother. Sister, I love you. You're a liar. The law of Yahweh converts the soul. That's what Messiah came to do, to convert the soul. He has seen enough hypocrisy and lies. That's what the law does. It converts the soul. It changes the soul. It brings a new breath to a man. It brings a new life to a man. If you ever ride, you know when you first start off running, you may say you set out for 3 miles. You start the first mile, you all of a sudden you feel tired, and your lung and your mind just won't give you the strength to go farther. And all of a sudden they call that second wind comes, and then you can really scat with the second wind. It brings a new life to you. Now that's what the law of Yahweh has done, see. Under the old law, they were on the death, a death sentence. And now what the spirit of the law has done, it has brought a new life to us, that there should be a vigor and invigoration and a desire to obey what the Father says.
Amen.
So his law is either perfect or it's a lie. Then if it's a lie, then everything David said is a lie. The law of Yahweh is perfect. Then you can forget about your 23rd Psalms too. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the what? It did not say the flesh now. Converting the soul. That's a big difference, my friend. The soul that sinneth shall die. So the law converts the soul that you don't sin. The testimony of Yahweh is what? Sure making wise who? Now that's what we need to have, his testimony. And Messiah came to give us his testimony. That Yahweh is the everlasting Father. And we simple ones can become wise and we receive that testimony of Almighty Yahweh. Not only do we believe the words of Messiah, we got to believe on the one that sent him. Well, I know my Jesus, honey. You don't know no Jesus. Because he said, if that's your Jesus, he said, I don't believe my words, believe on the one that sent me. Well, who's the one that sent you? I would like to know your name. Know his name. Well, what's his name? Well, he would say, you always sent me. They say, oh, now, that's what they did, saints. And that's the truth. David said in Psalm chapter 119 and verse 18. See, this is what you need right here. Psalms 119, verse 18, David's cry to Yahweh. He said, open thou mine eyes. Is that not what he says? He said, open my eyes, that I may behold what? Out of what? That I may behold wondrous things out of the law. We need our eyes open, that we may behold the wondrous things out of the law. Religion has blinded our eyes, has incapacitated us. We have been able to see the wondrous things out of the law. We have shunned them. The feast of Yahweh, his feast days and all of that, we rejected that. And he made his feast days to be a memorial unto him. He did not give us Christmas and Halloween, these lies and these pagan traditions. And yet we shun the feast days of Yahweh. Because this whore has taught us, you don't have to do that. No, we must do it, saints. It's because of adoration for him and love him is the reason we want to do it. It's not because we are compelled to do it. It's because his laws say do it. And it brings to remembrance him constantly. A time set apart just in our minds can be set upon him. And not this trash in the world. Don't tell me our minds are set upon him with all the battles in this world. Every time you turn around, it's something new. You can't keep your mind focused in this generation. There's something new all the time like that. All the time. Every day. So either we want our eyes open that we can behold the wondrous things in the law, or our eyes are going to be closed. He has blinded their eyes that they see not. And if your eyes are blind, it is not because you can't see, because he has done that. This is a world that he has blinded their eyes. He doesn't intend for them to see. He doesn't intend for them to see the wondrous things out of the law of righteousness that came in Messiah. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets of Yahweh. If he didn't do that, they would all look like a bunch of fools, a bunch of idiots, and a bunch of sacks. You're going to throw away the scriptures. So he couldn't make them look like fools. He couldn't make David look like a duckhead. You have to make him look just like what he was, a man after the heart of Almighty Yahweh. He couldn't make him a duckhead. He couldn't look like a duck quacking. He had to appear just what he was. An anointed man of Yahweh. He had to, saints. He had to. This is what this thing, this trash that we call, quote, Christianity has done to the minds, unquote, of the people. It has. It has not converted their souls. They are just as filthy as hell as they were. They do things in a religious way now. You go to these whorehouses, they do the same thing they do, like sinners do. Oh, well, I don't smoke. And many of them do that. I don't drink. And they still do that. But they do everything else the sinners do. Huh? They go every way they do. Same whorehouses. Movie theater, they got everything they got. Televisions and all that trash. They sit there and they fill their minds with trash. They rent their VCRs and all that trash. They're the same thing. They sit there all day today and tomorrow watch a ball game and give Yahweh no time, no difference. And say they love, I love the Lord. They do love the Lord of their bellies. That's why you can tell what Lord they love. That's why they make the Lord of their bellies fat and rich. That's the truth. They make the Lord of their bellies fat and rich. They take care of that Lord. They don't take care of Almighty Yahweh, but they take care of him. Either what I'm reading is the truth or it's a lie. David says in Psalms 119, verse 55. If you don't believe what I've just read, you won't believe this then. Psalms 119, verse 55. If everything else I said is a lie, then this is a lie too. David said, I have remembered what? I remember what? Thy what? He said, I remember thy name, O Yahweh. In the night, and I've kept what? I've kept thy law. See, that's why men can't keep his name. He can't keep his law because they don't remember his name. But you remember the name of the sheriff, you will keep his law. He said, boy, I don't want you crowding in my streets. You know who the sheriff is. I'm Sheriff Roberts. You go to little towns, everybody knows the sheriff. When they get ready to do something wrong, they think about the sheriff's name. Well, that sheriff for effort there, you better watch out. Sure they do. They know he's a law protector. I'm a protector of the law. They know that. They know that. A little city like this, you ought to know the chief of police. We don't have a police department here. We did, you would know him. Oh, that's Jim Johnson's town there. They will say that. They used to say that in old days. That's Jim Johnson's town there. That's Billy Smith's town. He's the lawman there. And then when a boy got to do something wrong, he think about Billy Smith's name. He say, I know Billy Smith. He will kick the fire out of you. If he catches us, we're in trouble. He's going to put a stomp on us. That's why David said, I remember thy name. That's what he said. I remember thy name. What name did he remember? God? Lies. He remembered the name of the Father, Yahweh. He said, I remember thy what name, O... What it says in that, Lord God? Lord, I remember thy name, O Yahweh. That's what it says. I remember thy name, O Yahweh. And because of that, in the nighttime. That's when folks do dirt, don't they? Don't they do dirt in the nighttime when it's dark? When nobody sees, that's why he remembered his name in the nighttime. He said, whoa, okay, nobody see me, but he can. So I remember his name, and because I remember his name, I'll keep his law. That's what he said, saints. That's the truth. I remember thy name in the nighttime. Therefore, I've kept your law, Father, because I know if I break this law, what's going to happen? I know if I destroy this town, old Mr. James Effley, he is the sheriff down there. He's going to come kick my door down. He's going to drag me out. And he's going to put me in jail. And little old town, he knows exactly who did it. No, didn't nobody do that but old David. Let's go over here and find him. Come on, let's go find him. Let's go, Randy. I'm going to kick this house. I'm going to kick him down when I see him. So David got sissy. Remember old James Effley's name in the nighttime? He said, no, I won't do that. That's wrong. I know he's going to kick my door down. He's going to drag me out to jail. And I sure can't whip him. He's going to have something with him that I can't whip. You're going to fight against Yahweh? I'm not going to do that. That's why we keep his law, because we remember who he is. He is a lawgiver. He's the one that gives laws. Moses didn't conjure that up. Yahweh gave it to him. And one thing he did, they were written on a stone, weren't they? He wrote them now. He wrote them down. And that's the truth. He says in the 72nd verse of the same chapter. That's why we don't have anything, because we don't believe this. He said, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than what? Thousands of what? Gold and silver. That's what the law of Yahweh is. It's better than thousands of golds and silver. Thousands. It's better. He said, the law of your mouth, Father, is better than thousands of gold and silver. And the law of Yahweh is not better today than a pizza from Pizza Hut. From one of the blockbuster video stores, or rent a video. Fill your mind with damnation of your soul. That's all it does. Fill their mind with damnation of their souls. They're going to be damned in their own sin. Why? Because they're filling their minds with this false illusion of lies. That's what they all are. Just lies. Fabrication. Even truth they fabricate. And make it a lie. Does a little leaven leaven the whole lump? Can I ask you that again? Does a little leaven leaven the whole lump? Then it's a lie then. David said in the 65th verse, 165 of Psalms 119, I believe what I read to you last week, that his righteousness is everlasting righteousness. Amen. And that his law is the truth. Amen. His law is the truth. Amen. If this is not the truth, then why do people turn to Psalms 23? Tell me, saints. Tell me, please. Amen. If this is not the truth, then Psalms 23 is a lie. If this is not the truth, Psalms 23 is a lie. If he will do that for you there, then what about this? They want some kind of comfort in their wickedness, in their death, but they're not going to get anything from your way. It's the law that we can judge ourselves by the law to know we're walking right. That's why thou art inexcusable, O man, thou that judges another and doeth the same. I will be a hypocrite to judge one, and I do the same thing that they do. I'm worse than a hypocrite. I'm without any kind of excuse. You're inexcusable. You judge one or what? You say they shouldn't do it. You're doing something worse than that. You're a hypocrite. You're not even a hypocrite. And David said in Psalms 119, verse 65, 165, great peace now. Is that say little peace or great? Is that spelled with a G? It's a great peace. Have they which what? That love what? Now, do you believe that? I believe that, saints. We get to love His law, we're going to have great peace. He said, and nothing shall what? Nothing shall offend them. That's why we're so easily offended. Because we don't love the law of Yahweh. Why? Because many are the afflictions of the righteous. But Yahweh delivered them out of them all. You can't find anything in the Old Testament any different than the New Testament. You find one thing that we cannot do, and that is animal sacrifice, because Messiah paid the price. He fulfilled that in that one body. That one sacrifice fulfilled it all. But everything else is just as legit then as it is today. It is just as legit. He fulfilled that. He fulfilled that. And in fulfilling that, He fulfilled all, every kind of offering and every kind of sacrifice unto Yahweh. There's only one sacrifice we present unto Him. It's our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh, and that's just a reasonable service unto Him. His law has never changed. They got laws on the book of South Carolina, and they've been there ever since. They've been a state of South Carolina. They might not go by the law, but they're still on the book. That's one thing about a law, it's hard to eradicate a law of the book. They may add an amendment there, but they just can't eradicate a law. You can't go to states and do that. You just add something to the Constitution. Or you pass a law in Congress or the state Senate that bypassed the law. But the law is still on the book. Once it's written, it's written. Once it's written, it's written. They got law. I'll tell you one law they have on the book. Really, they got a law on the book here in South Carolina. A black or white cannot marry. That's just it. That's it. That's the law. And it's still on the book. Now, they got laws. I mean, they just kind of bypassed that. But it's still a law in the book. And they have never taken that off. They have never. It's still there. They got a law in the book right here in South Carolina that if a man, Dolphin, married her and she had a baby, he could never adopt her. Now, he can adopt her babies now. Kenneth can adopt Angie's, but Dolphin can never adopt her baby. That's a law in the book. And yet they got ways that just didn't pass, but the law is still on the book. It's still there. There are laws on the books that are still there, and the laws of Yahweh has never changed. And they're not going to change. They're not. What the spiritual revelation of that law did, it gave us pure hope in the law. That's what it did. We have hope in the law now. It is not something that when we see what the law says, it destroys us. It gives us hope because we're delivered from that. We don't have to go that way. We don't have to do that, Father. We don't have to walk in that kind of spirit, in that kind of... But that's what the law gives us. It gives us our eyes open now. We have spiritual eyes. And so our eyes are open, so we have hope in the law now. Messiah had to give us hope in that law, saints. If He did not give us hope in that law, then we'll be miserable. We'll be lost, saints. He gave us hope in the law. Yahweh has not done away with His law, Sister Horn, and He will never do away with it. Our religion has taught us that, and we have done away with it. That's why we don't have no peace. That's why our desire for Him is not pure. We desire everything above Him. And don't tell me we know how to love Him. You can get yourself. So that's why He's going to have to get us right. He's taking us back to the potter's house. Yes, sir. He's breaking you down. Yes, sir. He's going to put the living water in you. Then He's going to mold Him some vases that's going to stand the test of the fire when He put it in the kiln. That's what He's going to do. And that's the truth. You're always a consuming fire. Amen. And if we're in Him, then we're going to be consumed if we're not right. And that's the truth. Look at what David says. In Psalms 119, verse 174. Now, you think salvation is just a present day thing? Verse 174, what does it say? Read that for me.
I have known
For whose salvation? See, he had longed for his salvation. That's what David said. I have longed for thy salvation, O Yahweh. We think salvation is just a present day thing, huh? He said, I have longed for thy salvation, O Yahweh, and thy law is my delight. Because you know in that law of Yahweh is where his salvation is. David said in Psalms 119, verse 92. Look at this. Psalms 119, verse 92. Unless the law had been my delight. Psalms 119, 92. Unless the law had been my delight, I should have then perished in my own affliction. That's why he didn't perish, because the law was his delight. That's why he was consuming his own afflictions. Because he had a delight in the law of Almighty Yahweh. And that's why the people are perishing today, because there's no delight in his truth today. We don't delight in the truth of Yahweh. We don't want him to reveal unto us those things that have been hidden from this corrupt world, because they rejected him. And that's things he has not revealed unto this wicked world. He's not revealed unto this hierarchy of religious establishment, because they're going to cross upon it. They're going to trample it upon their feet. Amen. They're meant to hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. Amen. Don't tell me they don't do that. They hold the truth. I won't do that, Father. Reveals it unto my heart by the way of the Spirit of His truth. I will preach it. I will preach it regardless of what men say. If I have to stand, I have to stand by myself. I will stand, because I will take delight in His law. Even in my affliction, I will take delight in the law of Yahweh. He's righteous. His law says He's righteous. You must take delight in His law. We take delight in sin and every kind of vile thing there is. You take more delight in gossiping and lying than we do the law of Yahweh. You can't. You can't find no hope in that. And you're not going to find any hope in it. His name is an everlasting name. His name is written, saints. We'll seal, as Messiah was sealed. Didn't I say that he was sealed? He was sealed with the name of the Father. That's his seal, because he came in the Father's name. That was the seal. Yahweh is a spirit. And he was sealed by the Spirit of the Father, his name. That was his seal of proof that he came in the Father's name. There were many that had come in different gods, but they had failed. But this one didn't fail. How do you know? Because the third day he got up, like he said. He got up out of the grave. He got up out of the grave after the third day and said to the Father, it was finished on Calvary, and now it's just to sweep the floor. And that's what he did. So he got up. Buddha, the fool, didn't get up. Allah, the stupid lie, hasn't gotten up. But Yahweh, through the power of his Spirit, Messiah, got up out of the grave. He's alive forevermore. Sure is. He tastes the sting of death, what the law brought upon us, for all of us. And so he endured the afflictions of death of the law, that we may have the life of it through the Spirit. And that is believing on what he said, doing what he says, and obeying it with the willingness of heart. We got to do what he said. If his law is not right, then just go do all these. Do that one. His law is right. And every law that he's given unto man is right. Every commandment he's given unto us is right. And Yahshua did not come and bring no new commandments. He spoke the commandments of Yahweh. He said, I speak unto you a new commandment. What are you saying? I bring life to the commandment that was there. I show you how you can do it. There's no new commandment. You can't even keep the ones that he gave us. Only through the liberty of Messiah we can do that. I want to read some things for you, saints. I want to move a little quickly, too. But I do want you to write these down as I move along, all right? I want to go back to Luke 10, chapter 26. I want to read that. He says, he said unto him, what is written in the law? What is written in Scripture? What does Scripture say about certain things? I want to read some things that are written, what Messiah said. He said they are written. He said, what is written in the law? The Scripture says, I want to read this in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. It says this. And when the tempter came to him, we understand this experience with Yahshua, Satan, he in the wilderness. The Scripture said, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the son of Yahweh. He did not say the son of God. He said, thou be the son of Yahweh. Command that these stones be made bread. That's what he said now. He knew the power of Yahweh. He knew he could make his own bread. But this is what Messiah answered. Verse 4. But he answered and said unto him, it is written. Is that not what Messiah said to the lawyer? What is written in the law? So if it's written in the law, it's there, isn't it? Did he not say, it is written that thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 31. You can find that written there. Now, I'm not going to turn to these verses. You can write them down and go back and prove all things. But that's what Messiah quoted. He did not make up some kind of strange scripture. He quoted what was written. He said, it is written. Now, if he said it is written, and it's not written, then he's a liar. It had to be written, and the only thing he could quote that was written was from the scripture. So he had to quote from the scripture, saints. He said, it is written. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 31. At verse 6 of the same chapter, verse 6 now, he says, and the devil said, and he said unto him, if thou be the son of Yahweh, cast thyself down. For it is written. Now this dog, now Satan, Psalms 91 verse 11 and 12. He knew that. Psalms 91 verse 11 and verse 12. He said, it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hand shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Now he did quote the scripture to Messiah. And Messiah retorted in verse 7 of the same chapter. Yahshua said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt Yahweh, thy mighty one. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 7. He said, it is written in scripture, you don't tempt Yahweh. That's what it says. What does it say in the King James? Thou shalt not tempt God, the Lord thy God. That's crazy. You should not tempt Yahweh. For the Lord thy God then write this. Yahweh wrote this. That's not a law thy God wrote this on your heart. It's Yahweh. So Messiah said, you should not tempt Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 7. Now are these things not written? If you don't believe that, go to Psalms 91, 11 and 12 quickly. Psalms 91, turn to that quickly and see what that says. If it's not the very same thing that Satan said, it was written. Even this fool knows that it has to be written. And this is a crazy generation that don't believe the written things of Yahweh. Psalms 91, 11. Someone find that and read it for me quickly. What does it say? I know what it says. For he shall give his angels what? Charge over thee. To keep thee in all thy ways. The next verse. They shall bear thee up. In thy hand. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Did they not say, quote that? Was it not written? And even in these other places it's written as well, saints. He quoted what was written. He knew what was written. So this religious whorehouse knew what is written. But the power of it is that a man can live it by the Spirit. That's why Messiah said, you don't tempt Yahweh. You fool. You don't tempt him. And that's what man is doing today. They're trying to tempt Almighty Yahweh. Down in the 10th verse of the same chapter now, Luke chapter 4. Then said Yahshua unto him, that's what it says, get thee hence, Satan. Did he not say that? How could he say that? He says, for it is written. He said, it is written. Because Satan wanted him to bow down and worship him. He said, it is written that thou shalt worship Yahweh, and him only shall thy serve. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. Deuteronomy 10, verse 20. Deuteronomy 6, 13. Deuteronomy 10, verse 30. It's written. Messiah said, that's written. And once Yahweh writes, saints, listen to this, please. Once Yahweh writes something, it is forever established. Once it is written, it is established. You cannot change it. Once it's written, you're not going to change it. You're not going to change it. Well, his name is not written in here. Okay. We'll find out if it's written then. We'll find out if there's a name. I know what David says in Psalm 68:4. That is his name. Well, that for David, you're a fool. It's for you. Then Psalm 23 is not for you either. Or Psalms 100.